Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Thursday, August 1st, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. In part two at 4:30, we're going to speak with our friend Anna Mitchell, natural resource educator with UW-Madison Extension Wood County. Right now, in studio, some great new friends of ours from Mid-State Roller Derby. We have Mia Petit in with us, Big Shrimpin'. Good to see you again, Mia.
Good to see you, James. It's wonderful having us.
Thanks a lot for being here. Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate you. And we want to welcome to our studio Megan McDonald. Megan, nice to have you with us.
Good morning.
Megan, you don't have a nickname yet. We got to get you a nickname.
Oh, right? I have a derby name.
Oh, you got a derby name. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Awesome.
I've had a derby name for 13, 14 years.
I would imagine. Yeah.
I'm Angela Smashes.
Oh, my God, that's good. Oh, that's good. Oh, I love that name. Oh, that's good. More about that and your history in a little bit. And thank you again for being here, Megan.
I've heard
a lot about you, and I appreciate the time. And I appreciate not only your guys' time, but what Mid-State Roller Derby is doing. Certainly, you know, giving an avenue for people, it's certainly anybody to be able to do these things, and women and age, of all different ages to be able to be a part of something. We don't have enough opportunities for women like that. That is amazing. The support of the rainbow that comes with this is so certainly important and vital in this day and age. But there is also just the fun and entertainment value that this is and giving an audience a great show. I've talked about this with a lot of listeners since the last time Mid-State joined us and talking about roller derby and spreading the sport. And one of the things that I've kind of talked to people about is, well, there's certain sports you don't get right away, but you got to watch and take in to really, really understand that much better. I come from a hockey family, and my dad and I have spent our whole lives trying to spread hockey and everything. And hockey is incredibly similar to this. I can explain to you the rules of hockey, but you're not going to get it until you really watch hockey. And so that's why we encourage you to attend these roller derby events, take them in as much as you can, and spread the word of what our friends at Mid-State Roller Derby are doing. And that's where I'd like to start, if you don't mind, ladies, with what Mid-State Roller Derby is. So, Mia, I ask you a big question like that. No tough questions here today or anything.
No just, pressure, Mia.
Yeah,
fine.
Yeah,
no
nothing
pressure.
Difficult.
It's okay.
Nothing difficult.
Sum up Derby.
Right. Yeah, yeah, and you have 5 seconds. No. But all honesty, you know, if somebody asks you, you're trying to sell the sport, you're trying to let people know about these matches coming up, how do you explain it to them?
So I explain it in terms of how many people we have on the track and kind of what the goal is. So each team has 5 players on the track. 4 of them are blockers. 1 of them is a jammer. And the goal is for your jammer to pass the opposing blockers and score points by going around the track. There's more nuances to it and mm-hmm. things like that. But
that's the gist of it.
Yeah, that's the general way that I explain it.
Well, and I think it's a great explanation. I think it really is, because even those nuanced details that you're talking about, I think people will pick them up more and more as you take in these games and watch them, which we encourage you to do. We're going to tell you more about that in a moment. I do want to note that Mid-State Roller Derby is a Stevens Point-based 501c nonprofit organization. The league was founded back in 2010, been doing this a while, and by dedicated skaters that continue to be volunteer run and operated, which is as a side note, more on later, we are always looking for volunteers and people that want to be a part of Mid-State Roller Derby. So we'll talk about that more in a little bit. But I want to go from asking me and putting her on the spot, I mean asking her a question, to you, Megan, because I'd like to know what Mid-State Roller Derby means to you. You've been doing this for quite some time. If you wouldn't mind giving us a little bit of your background with Mid-State Roller Derby along with what it means to you.
Sure. I was actually one of the founding members in 2010. You know, I answered an ad in the newspaper. That's how long ago it was. And have been skating ever since. I've held multiple positions on the board of directors, have been a skating member. The only break I took was during COVID. And then I came back, and I can't believe that I did, actually. I am currently the oldest member on the team. And yeah, Derby, I'm going to try to not get emotional about it. Derby for me is amazing. It is empowering. It is, it's so much fun. It is my social outlet. I worked in a pretty physical job during a big chunk of the time that I was skating Derby, in corrections. And so Derby was really my outlet. I could go and skate fast and hit hard and, you know, my friends loved it and I loved them. And, it was a really healthy outlet for a stressful job. And now that I don't do that job anymore, I still love it. It's still an amazing outlet. We travel, we have fun. I mean, we're a group of girls that get together and do a whole lot of stuff together. We do community events, we volunteer all over the place, but we also play derby. You know, mm-hmm. Derby's not everything, but it's a huge part of why we all get together.
Yeah. I cannot thank you enough for that answer. Thank you, Megan. And thank you for the work that you and others put into this organization to get it to this point. I got to ask, what does it feel like to be at this point with in seeing the growth of the sport, the younger people like me and stuff getting involved in it and falling in love with it like you did, kind of falling into it in some ways too. And just to see that we're on the upswing of this. We're on the right end of it and everything. Yes. It's got to feel pretty amazing.
It is. We have some newer skaters that are really just taking the bull by the horns and jumping in and are committed for all the right reasons. And that is so, it's so heartwarming to know that all of the blood, sweat, and so many tears of starting a nonprofit from scratch is sort of coming to fruition and that it hasn't died out. Lots of leagues don't make it this long. So the fact that we're still going strong 14 years later tells me that we're doing something right.
Well said. So, yeah.
Yeah.
When it comes to encouraging people to be a part of the sport, whether it is, volunteering and helping out with things or just being getting in there, putting on some skates and getting out there, what do you say to people to not so much to encourage them, but to let them know, hey, this could be a great avenue for you. This might be an outlet for you.
We have volunteers that do so many different things that are not skaters, right? Skating is not for everybody, and we recognize that. But there are so many other things that we need. We have people that do marketing and promotional stuff. We have people who do organizational stuff, statistics. I just mentioned the other day on the nerd Venn diagram, there are some things that overlap pretty well. So math people, people who are in physics, there are so many different other things that translate to derby super well. And it's just, there's a lot of us that are introverted, except when we're at derby.
Right.
And so it's fun because you're in like this safe space that you can sort of stretch your wings a little bit and then go back to your nerdy little introverted life like me.
I think that you really hit a couple of, I know that you hit on a couple of people out there that heard that and related to a couple of things you said there. For one, I know that there are so many, and specifically women out there, looking for avenues like this that have not had them in years past. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, our society hasn't done enough to give opportunities like this or support opportunities like this. Correct. So that alone is speaking to a number of people out there, I would imagine. And I'm so glad you brought up the physics and the science and some of that behind roller derby. I know it's something I thought is really cool about the sport, but I learned it from my dad. My dad, I mentioned, is a former athlete, but that's not what got him into roller derby. He's also a human calculator. My dad's brain is just a human calculator and loves that part of the match, that part of the game and stuff so much. So it's a great note by that mm-hmm. that I wouldn't have thought of that. I'm glad you brought that up. It's a fun sport. Mia, when you're celebrating the sport, when you're telling people or you're talking to friends or anything and encouraging them to maybe be a part of things, how do you word that? How do you pitch this to people, if you will?
I pitch the community as well. I pitch that, it is such a welcoming space and it's so awesome to meet different people. And you don't just meet people from your team. You meet people from all over, like all of the teams that you play. Most derby people that you meet, like at the end of the day, after the bouts where we hang out, we have a great time, we chit-chat. Up in our last game in Keweenaw, I ended up dancing all night with the other team, and it was a great time.
The camaraderie mm-hmm. that exists with this is so important mm-hmm. to it and everything. And I think a lot of us that have done athletics and everything, you're speaking our language. Mm-hmm. I talk to a lot of former athletes. I live with a former, see one every day with my father and some of these. And it doesn't matter if it's from a Hall of Fame pro level or if it is at these kind of levels or anything. You talk to people, and the thing they miss the most about the game is not winning or losing or any of that. It's the camaraderie. Yes. It's the teammates. It's the being around mm-hmm. the people, your fellow teammates and everything. And for many people out there, you might think that you have aged out of certain things or whatever. Roller derby is here for you. There is no age limit on roller derby. So young, old, where if you're in between, you all are welcome. And I mean that completely, not just by age, but by anything else under the gamut. You are welcome. This is it's such a fun thing to be able to say about roller derby. And I appreciate both of you noting how much that Mid-State does in the communities and gives back and everything. That's another fun but really cool part of what you guys do. I don't believe that anybody expects that, but that you do it is above and beyond. And it's greatly appreciated by our communities, not just here, but in Point and all around central Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Mid-State Roller Derby is thrilled to announce an action-packed roller derby doubleheader coming up this Saturday, August 3rd. Let's talk about this. I can't imagine how excited you guys are to be able to get on the rink and get going and everything. This is going to be a fun one. This is going to take place at KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. When it comes to a doubleheader, is this any different than kind of other sports with doubleheaders? I see that game one begins at 4. Doors will open at 4, and the first whistle will blow at 4:30. This event will feature intense competition, fierce athleticism. We can kind of gauge some of that. But as far as a doubleheader, how you approach a doubleheader, do you save a little energy for that game too? Do you kind of pace yourselves any differently in game one than game two? Mia, do you approach this any differently than you would a regular match?
I have not had the pleasure of playing a doubleheader before.
Okay.
And this game on August 3rd that we're having is actually going to be, the first game is our team against CVRD, which is Chippewa Valley Roller Derby. But then the second game is Mississippi Valley Mayhem versus
Marquette
Roller Derby.
Yeah, so we're not playing the second game.
Right.
Yeah, but I imagine it gets exhausting. Watching the previous skaters or the skaters who've been in a long time doing two games mm-hmm. in a day is wild. Mm. Like, they're just machines out there.
Yeah. Well, all of you guys are. All of your machines out there. It's intense and it's fun watching this action. It's also, I think that's also noteworthy too to sports fans out there. It's nonstop action on there. Mm-hmm. For anybody that is very interested by sports like that, where it's just constant go go go. Man, roller derby is for you. You're gonna enjoy this. For Megan, as far as getting ready for a match like this, this is more what I wanted to ask is kind of, this is the last match of the season, correct? Mm-hmm. This is your last home match of the mm-hmm. season. So is your approach any different to this one than it would be to another match, a normal match during the regular season? I imagine you want to leave it all out there. You want to give the home crowd a good time.
Absolutely. Yes. I haven't skated actually for about 6 weeks because I had some surgery. Mm. So I'm coming back just in time for this last bout because there's no way I'm going to miss it. That's just not going to happen.
Right.
So this is our last home bout. And when you get to be my age, we have another skater on the team who she fosters from another team and she's, in my age bracket ish. Mm-hmm. But we always talk about how, the number of games we have to play is sort of finite physically. and so we appreciate every single game that we play because we don't know how many more games we have. Right. So it's a home bout. I am super stoked. I think our attendance has increased, over the course of the summer. We had amazing attendance at the last bout. We expect that for this bout as well. I'm stoked. I am all in. We're playing a team that we play and have played over the last decade repeatedly. Chippewa Valley Roller Derby is amazing. They're one of our like sister teams or sibling mm-hmm. teams. They're fantastic. The bout is going to be more of a B-level bout for us, which means that we get to put a lot of our newer skaters out on the track.
Cool.
And let them have fun.
Yeah, right? Give them some experience and everything in real time.
Yep. And then the second bout that we're not skating in, we will be dispersed through the crowd, answering questions, talking to people about derby, whatever, explaining the game, doing all those things that we wouldn't normally have the opportunity if we were going to skate both bouts back to back.
Yeah. Yeah. And that second game, I don't know, I don't mean to put you on the spot and ask for a preview of the two teams, but it, from what I've been able to see, two very good teams going at it with Mississippi Valley Mayhem and Marquette Roller Derby.
Yeah, we have played both of those teams in the past. Great group of skaters, both leagues. It will be fun. It's going to be fun to watch. I will say I am kind of excited that we don't skate a second bout because I get to actually sit and watch and like scream and cheer and yeah, it's so much fun.
We're going to have concessions down there, merchandise, activities for kids. This is a true family event. Bring one. Everybody come on down. And that also goes for you and the guys. You and the guys are looking for something fun to do. Come on down. Mm-hmm. Enjoy the event. You and the kids are looking for something fun to do. You come on down and enjoy yourself. There's something for everybody. And again, great concessions, great merchandise. Get some of this merch, everybody, so that people around town and everybody are going to see you in the Mid-State gear and ask you what is that? Oh, it's Mid-State. And you can explain what it is. And everything and help us spread the sport. Be a part of this doubleheader again coming up this Saturday, August 3rd. The doors open at 4 over at the wonderful KB Willett Ice Arena in Stevens Point. A shout out to them hosting this event. Really do appreciate them doing that. One of the things the three of us have been talking about is kind of getting people involved in roller derby and spreading the word about this. I think a great next step of that is offering classes, and that's something you guys have taken the initiative of, and you have a Roller Derby 101 new skater class starting in September. Can we talk about this and let people know about this, Mia?
Yeah, so I'm super excited for this. Basically, it's going to be an introduction to skating and roller derby class for people. It's going to be a 5-week class, Sundays and Tuesday nights at Melody Gardens in Marshfield. It's going to be a really great opportunity to learn about the sport and just to learn how to skate in general. So if you've been off skates for a while or you haven't really skated, this is a great opportunity to learn, and veteran skaters will be there with you, walking you through things and helping you.
She is really good, Megan.
I know.
You guys
I'm
don't.
Sitting back and watching.
Yeah, you guys don't really need me. I'll just push the buttons over. Really well done. That's nicely done, Mia. It's a 5-week course. It's not even that long of a program or anything. Not a huge time commitment. Doesn't sound like it's the classes themselves are that long. So that's nice too. And it's when we're asking people to, and this is for really any continuing education class that anybody would offer. You only have so much time. And trying to fit these things in. It's really smart the way you guys have done this and compacted this. I am also curious if somebody's out there listening and they're hearing this and they're intrigued. Well, what if I haven't skated in years? What if it's been a while since I've been out there? What if I'm worried if I'm not in a good enough shape? Some of these questions you might get. How would you answer those? Mia, Megan, either one of you.
Well, from personal standpoint, prior to skating, I did not skate. I was not good at skating. The first Learn to Skate class I went to, I was hugging the wall for months, okay?
She's not exaggerating.
I am not exaggerating. Like, I would crawl along the wall on the skates. So if, just do it.
Yeah.
The only way to get better is to practice, and we're giving you space and time to practice, so please come.
It's fun, right? Like we're only on this rock for so long, and we only have so many opportunities to do fun, different things. This is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I think, affordable. It's not a gigantic time commitment. And if nothing else, it gives you the opportunity to just try something different.
Yeah.
It's not about age. It's not about being fit. That comes with practice.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't been super active, you haven't been on skates, or you've been super active but in different sports, derby won't necessarily be automatically easy, right? It's a whole different set of skills. It can be kind of humbling for people who are super athletic in other things, and then they come to derby and they realize, this is different. But it's amazing. It's super fun. We're very encouraging and supportive. Melody Gardens is amazing. There's food. It's a family-run business. They're incredible. Yeah, I can't say enough about our Learn to Skate class.
There is no side effect to this. There is no downside to this.
I mean, you might be sore.
But boy, that's a good sore. That's a good workout out there. And there's another part of this too, where so many people are taking the initiative of their health, their mental health, their body health, and wanting to get into shape and wanting to exercise in some of these things. And one of the things that I've noted from roller derby and other sports like this is it's a great exercise. Not only are you going to have fun and get a little bit of that competitiveness out of your system and some of that, that, but you are also going to be doing this with friends, people that are going to become like family to you, while also getting that exercise in, keeping yourself in good shape and everything.
And all about the endorphins.
And so many endorphins. So much fun. With these classes, not only are they quick, they're Sundays, 5 to 7, Tuesdays, 6:30 to 8:30, but again, as Megan mentioned, they're very affordable. $20, you can save your spot. You pay $25 the day of, and you will also know that you are putting into Mid-State and what they're doing for our communities. It's really a full circle way of putting back into your community, because that's what Mid-State Roller Derby does. So that money is invested into our community, invested in the Mid-State Roller Derby and doing the great work that they're doing over there and having the fun that they are and giving us the entertainment that you guys do.
And don't worry about not having gear. We have loaner gear. You just let us know ahead of time. You just bring yourself.
Yeah.
And a good attitude.
And remember that all comers are welcome. No experience, prior experience needed. You're going to learn a lot of things with this class and, you know, get a little bit more basic skating skills and learn more about roller derby itself and teamwork and sportsmanship. And some of the most fun parts of this are that. So you're going to really be able to enjoy that. For more information and to register for new skater class, you can go to their registration page at join@midstater.org. That's join@midstater.org and find out more at midstateRollerDerby.org. midstateRollerDerby.org. Be sure to like their social media pages as well and keep up to date on all the great things they are doing. And let's make sure that they have a sellout crowd, have a full crowd. Let's show them what home field advantage is, everybody, and support our Mid-State Roller Derby. Game one of the doubleheader coming up this Saturday, August 3rd. Doors open at 4 over at KB Willett Ice Arena. Be sure to be there. Get your gear and some concessions. Get a good seat and take in a great show, because not only do we have game one, Mid-State Roller Derby versus Chippewa Valley Roller Derby, but game two will feature Mississippi Valley Mayhem versus the Marquette Roller Derby. Megan, Mia, have a great time this weekend. Enjoy yourselves. We'll see you down there. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. We really appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you for having
this
us.
This is becoming one of my favorite interviews. You guys are coming back. We'll bring you back real soon, okay? Thank you for the time. Thank you. We'll have more Midday Magazine coming up for you right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.